How important, Luciano Pavarotti, is the song repertoire to you?
Recital is something who give me the impression to be what I am. Because like you say before, and we hear on the record with John Sutherland, when you made a profession mostly singing with John Sutherland, you never know how much applause are yours. So one day I decide to go out by myself to make a recital at the Carnegie Hall. The theater was full. They put even, I think, 100 chairs on the stage. And it was something really who made me see that the people are coming for me. I begin to make recital and to go out of the theater. Until I have done concert in the arena by myself, then with the flutist, then with the soprano, and then the three tenor and the pop singer. And now I make the recital with the soprano, with the last step that I have done.
It's such an intimate thing, the recital, isn't it?
The recital is something very, very special. Very, very special between you and the pianist. Is a different dimension.
And can be very nerve-wracking, I would think. The first time, certainly.
The first time, I did know I was good, but I did know if I like it. So my manager, very smartly, sent me out in Liberty, Missouri, and in Dallas to make two recitals before. And he said, if you don't like it, we don't do it. We postpone. I came home and I say, I don't like. I adore it. It's a beautiful love affair with the audience. They participate. And the music is the music you want to do, beginning from Baroque and finish with music at the end of the century.
One of the hallmarks of your career has always been your keenness to develop new, young talent. That's obviously something that's very important
that
to you.
That is a very special thing. I have to say that it's the best gift I received in my life. Because 1980, Philadelphia won't make my birthday an event. And they say, we won't give you a gift. What do you want? Painting? Do you want something? I say, no. If you won't give me a real gift, make a competition. I won a competition. I know what's mean to be examined before going on the stage. And so if you won't give me a prize, give me this prize. Make a competition. I will sing in for nothing on the stage with the winner. And we will invite agents from all America to see what they are. And most of them, I mean, let's say at least 100. They are singing on the stage, a lot, a big number, 100, big number. I think Alagna is the best of the competition, Carmela Remigio even. There is several good singers. I always found myself very happy to do this thing. I don't think it's a charity. I think it's really something that makes me grateful to the thing. Charity, we make charity with the pop singer in Modena. We make concert, we begin with Bono 10 years ago, 11, and we always made this beautiful thing and make me proud, that's very proud. To know that we can do something for the kid, wonders for the war, very innocent. They don't want the war. I know, I was a kid myself of the war. We don't want war.
Was it a strange experience for you to be working with people like Bono and...
No, because I did have a artifact. The artifact was my daughter came to New York with the record of a song. Say, Papa, you have to sing this song. Say, come on, I don't want to make song. Which song is that? Pop song? No, forget it. I don't want it. Say, at least listen. The name of the song is Carugo, and you must hear this song. Okay, let's hear. I hear the song, and 4 days after I record it. And so we went on with Pavarotti and Friends, with Bono for first. Very difficult to convince him, because he said, no, and the manager says, stop it to us, because you will never be there to my wife. And so we insist. And one day I'm in London, and I'm able to talk to him personally. I say, Mr. Bono, tomorrow are you at home? He says, yes, we are in the studio. I say, can I come to see you? I took the plane, I went to see him, and we begin our beautiful adventure. We make Bosnia for the first charity, and then we went on and on and on and on. Always changing singer, having the greatest of all the world of pop music.
And did you feel a great affinity with these people as artists, although they're from very different worlds?
No, they are not a different world. The world is the same, the music is different. And I found myself with these people, incredible experience. The first experience is because they are writing music now, because the opera was written several years ago. Bono write a song, Miss Sarajevo, was written on purpose for us. We have a great restaurant there, very popular, where we go to eat, and some of them say that is the reason why they come to Modena. Joking, obviously.